Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. On this episode of the podcast, I thought I'd tell a few more disgusting Tinder stories. Some of the engrossing encounters I came across, if you know what I mean. So, let's get into it. One girl, she was cute, right? We matched. She was smaller build, short blonde hair, glasses, and we matched on a Thursday, I think. Thursday afternoon. And I send her a text like, "Hey, how's it going?" She's like, "Pretty good. Send me a picture." So I get her Snapchat, and then I send a picture of myself working out to her. And she's like, "How soon can we meet?" I said, I was just playing around. I said, "Tonight, in an hour." And she said, "Okay, what's your address?" So I gave her my address, and she comes over, and she brings a 4-pack of wine coolers. It must have been around 4th of July, so they were like the red, white, and blue. Like, how nice of her to bring some booze for herself. I had stuff here too, but I had like some rum and cokes or whatever. But so, she comes in and she's wearing a small dress, like tank top and a skirt looking ensemble. And she sits down and she's taller than she was I thought she was in the photo. She's closer to like 5'9", 5'10". I'm like 5'6", 5'7" on a good day. So there's a height difference there. But we get to talking, and, she's telling me about herself. And she's like, right now I'm a teacher's aide. And, I love helping people, and I work with kids with disabilities. I'm working with an autistic kid. I'm like, "Oh, that's awesome." I said, "Like, what did you do before that?" She's like, "Well, before that, I was a stripper." I was like, "Cool, that must have paid pretty well." She's like, "Yeah, it did. It did pay really good." I'm like, "Oh, cool, okay." So, we continue to talk, and I notice she's got, like, marks on her arm. Like, around her elbow, like tracks, like she's been doing heroin. And I say, "Hey, what was that? What do you got going on there?" And she's like, I went to BioLife. And I'm like, "I fucking hate BioLife." But so she's like, "Yeah, that's BioLife, I swear. I mean, yeah. And so I kind of blow that over, and, then continue to talk. And she's like, what my most favorite pastime to do is?" I'm like, "No, tell me." She's like, "I'm a ghost hunter." I said, what does that mean? And she's like, "Well, I go to spooky places, haunted cemeteries, buildings, whatever, that advertise for their spooky, their creepiness." And she's like, "I just like to talk to the dead." I said, "Oh, okay. And how do you do that?" She's like, "Well, I have an app on my phone." I'm like, "Interesting." And I said, "Well, my house, somebody died here in a fire. There was a kitchen fire and the person was handicapped." She's like, "Oh my God, really?" I said, "Yeah." So she gets the app out, and she's like scanning with this app on her phone. She's like, "Oh, there is voices." I'm like, "Oh, okay. So what did it say?" And she's like, "Well, it says you like Scooby-Doo." I'm like, "Well, duh." "Yeah, what else does it say?" And she's like, "That's just not really saying a whole lot." I'm like, okay, that's awesome. And she's like, I'm really promiscuous and I don't want a relationship, but she's like, "Do you want to have sex?" And I'm like, I thought about it, and I should have probably taken her up on the offer, but I passed. I said, in my head, I thought, with as forward as she was, I talked to her an hour ago, just meeting me, and she came over and was like basically ready to hook up. So I was trying to protect my sexual health. I'm like, "I don't know what you got going on, but I hope my dick doesn't fall off." I kind of like it. She's like, "Okay, well," she's like, "if you ever change your mind, give me a text." And then she left, and I just was like, "Okay, great first date." So I've got my my range on Tinder extended as far as it'll go. What is it, 100 miles or something? And occasionally I'll get some of the girls from Ames, like the ISU, Iowa State University area. And so this time I matched with a 23-year-old college student. She had red hair, curly red hair, about shoulder length, and she's kind of chubby. But she seemed like she was pretty intelligent when we were texting back and forth, and she seemed like she was, you know, pretty decent. So I schedule a date to go out to Funny Bone Comedy Club on, like, a Friday night. So I drive out there, and I like, hey, let's get there about an hour early, and then we can go in together and get drinks and stuff inside. So we meet up and go into the comedy club, and we're talking, drinking. And so, you know, she's pretty direct. So, like, right at the beginning, she's like, what is your social, like, your social background? I'm like, well, I'm, you know, I'm conservative, and I'm pretty blue collar, and, you know, and she's so, you know, after I explain myself to her, and she's like, well, I'm a Democrat, and I'm very wealthy. I'm like, oh, well, cool for you. I mean, she didn't make it weird, but she let me know, you know, where she stood politically, and I'm like, okay. So we get through the comedy show, and then we go grab a bite to eat afterwards, and, you know, at that point, then we were kind of by ourselves. We're at the comedy club. We were like in a group. There's people around anyway. So when we go to eat at the taco place, then she's like, so, you know, the real reason, you know, I'm looking for someone is because I'm part of a group of people that has group sex. I said, okay. And she's like, well, you know, back in school, there's two other couples, and then I'm the odd one out, so I need a guy. And I say, okay, so you're talking like a six-person orgy is what you want to do here? And she's like, yeah, but it's more involved than that. And I say, what? Okay. And she's like, yeah, the you know, we're into BDSM, and so I need a guy that likes to get whipped and flogged. So I'm like, okay, well, I've never done that before, but, I mean, I'm keeping my options open. So she's like, yeah, you know, what we'll do is we'll get together with the other two couples, and, you know, the girls like to tie up the guys, and then we whip and flog them. And I'm like, huh, no takers on this yet, huh? So, you know, if you don't know what a flogger is, it's basically like a paddle board with like holes drilled in it, or it can be like a club. So she's asking if her and her other girlfriends can beat the shit out of me while I'm tied down. I'm like, well, huh, let me think about it. Right. And so, you know, she was super direct, and she seemed super confident too. Like, this is not her first flogging that she's delivered to unsuspecting men. So, you know, she's like, well, you know, let me know if you change your mind or if you want to try it out. And so I just, like, I think it was just too much for my first. I'm like, maybe why don't we try like a feather, or why don't we ease into it? I don't know if we just gonna, you know, chain me to a bed and then beat me with fucking baseball bats. I don't know if I'm going to like that or not. Huh. So, yeah. So anybody in the ISU area, if you run into a group like that, you know, you be careful, you be safe, and you keep your whistle, because you need to blow for help. So for this story, it's going to be a disgusting sex story. So if anybody knows what squirters are, high five to you. But let me explain if you don't. So when a woman squirts, it's like she ejaculates a fluid, and it's usually a lot, right? So like, chicks in porn do it, but in real life, it's pretty much the same. So this particular story, I went out with a girl, and we come back to my place, and she can't wait till we get into the house. So we pull up in the driveway, and she's just like, there's a, I don't know, her favorite country song on the radio or something, but she's like, I'm gonna fuck you in the car. I'm like, sweet. So we start doing it in the front seat, and the steering wheel's in the way, but you know, I can't barely get my pants off, so it's like my dick's crushed in my zipper. But so we're fucking in the front seat, and she starts squirting, and it's like, it's warm and it's a lot of liquid. So I'm like, is she pissing on me? What's she doing? And so she does it the first time, and it's like, oh, she peed a little or whatever. And then the second time, it like is, it's, I don't know if she pinches it a different way, but it like sprays up and hits me like in the middle of my chest. And I'm like, oh my God. So we keep fucking, and she, a third time. So at this point, it like hits me in the stomach. And so my shirt is soaking wet. So I'm like, okay, we gotta go into the house. So I take all my clothes off in the driveway, and I come walking into my house naked, and she comes in behind me, and we go to the bedroom, and we're having sex on the bed. And, you know, she's still really enjoying it, and she's like, okay, flip over, and we start to do 69. So I'm, if you don't know what 69 is, obviously you're 8 and shouldn't be listening to this podcast. But so, I'm on the bed on my back, and she sits her pussy on my face. We're 69ing, and she starts squirting, like rapid fire, like squirting in my face. Let me tell you, it is the most sensual waterboarding I've ever experienced. I was half drowning. I half couldn't see. I was like, oh, but it was fucking awesome. So she's 69ing and squirting in my face. And then we flip over, and we finish like doggy style. And the entire time she's having multiple orgasms and making just a fucking mess on the bed. Like literally, I'm like, God damn it. I should have put a towel down or like a tarp. I got like a rain jacket. I should have threw that underneath us, or even maybe like a fucking sheet of plastic, right? A garbage bag or something. But anyway, so we get done, and you know, the bed's soaking wet. And I felt just like after a football game, like when they take the Gatorade jug and they dump it on the coach. That's what I felt like, except it was much stickier and it smells like unbuttered popcorn. So very descriptive, right? But yeah, so awesome. And like I said, if you ever get the chance to be with a girl that squirts like fucking, you know, kudos to you, sir, but it is a very amazing experience. I just wanted to say thanks for listening. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google, go ahead and throw me that rating, because you know I'm worth those 5 stars. Ka-chow! Also, if you aren't following or subscribed, what the hell are you doing? You know I just need a pee-pee touch. I also love it when people are topless. But I'm selling t-shirts, so if you want to cover those nipples or buy a beer mug, check out Chris Bassett, creator-spring.com. There's a link in the description. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, hit that support button down below. You can give me 99 cents a month. Buy me a beer, because I hate my fucking liver. Later, masturbators.